Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 30th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. NPR sources say the Israeli spyware company NSO Group temporarily blocks several government clients from using its software and services as it investigates possible misuse. NSO Group does not list its clients, but says it has 60 customers in 40 countries, all of them intelligence agencies, law enforcement bodies, and militaries. Amazon disclosed in regulatory filings that the Luxembourg data watchdog CNPD fined it 746 million euros, about 886 million US dollars, for GDPR violations related to the processing of personal data. In the filing, Amazon said the decision was without merit and that there has been no data breach and no customer data has been exposed to any third party. Reuters sources say the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission stopped processing registrations for U.S. IPOs from Chinese companies while it crafts new guidance for investors about the risk of new regulatory crackdowns in China. This comes after the Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi's IPO late last month, which was followed by the Chinese government temporarily suspending it from signing up new users and delisting its mobile apps. China's Ministry of Industry Information Technology told 25 tech companies, including Alibaba and Tencent, to audit and rectify internal issues around consumer data security. The companies were ordered to address 8 types of problematic behavior, including pop-ups, data collection and storage, as well as the blocking of external links. In Q2, Amazon earned $15.12 per share on revenue of $113.08 billion, up 27% on the year, but below analyst estimates on the revenue. AWS generated $14.81 billion, up 37% in the year, and the second straight quarter of accelerating annual growth. Amazon's other unit, mostly made up of advertising, grew 87% to $7.9 billion in revenue. Motorola announced 3 new phones, the 699 euro Edge 20 Pro, the 499 euro Edge 20, and the 349 euro Edge 20 Lite, shipping in Europe, Latin America, and Asia in August. The Edge 20 and Pro models both offer a 144Hz 6.7-inch OLED display with mid-range Qualcomm SoCs, while the Edge 20 Lite offers a 90Hz OLED, lacks a telephoto camera, and uses the MediaTek Dimensity 720 SoC. Motorola confirmed the devices will get at least 2 Android OS updates. Panic had previously said it would commit to shipping the first 20,000 pre-orders of its upcoming Playdate handheld console in 2021. It took the company less than 20 minutes to hit that figure, with the current pre-orders promising a ship date of 2022. Pre-orders for Qualcomm's smartphone for Snapdragon Insiders are now open on Asus's eShop for $1,499, shipping August 27th. The phone offers the latest Qualcomm flagship specs, with a 144Hz 6.78-inch Super AMOLED screen, X65G modem, Wi-Fi 6E support, and a rear-mounted 2nd-gen 3D Sonic fingerprint sensor. The second-generation Fire TV Cube now supports two-way Zoom calls with a connected webcam. Users will need a micro USB to USB adapter to add a camera, and calls can be joined through the Fire TV voice assistant. Twitter updated its audio chat rooms spaces to let users send new tweets directly from the space with direct links to the audio chat. The iOS app now also has a new guest management controls for spaces to see who's in a space and requesting to speak. Twitter also began rolling out search in the Spaces tab. Google will ban so-called sugar dating apps from the Android Play Store starting September 1st. These are apps the company deems to be promoting compensated sexual relationships. The analyst at Canalyst report that Q2 Chromebook shipments increased 75% in the year to 11.9 million units. HP and Lenovo remained in the top two spots, while Acer jumped to number three over Dell, which actually saw declining shipments on the year. Samsung came in at number five, but saw the biggest growth, with shipments up 324% on the year. And finally, AMD announced the RX 6600 XT, a $379 GPU designed for high-performance 1080p gaming, shipping August 11th. It offers 33% more performance than the last-gen 5600 XT with 9.6 teraflops, supports ray tracing, as well as Radeon Boost and anti-lag features. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.